ज्ञानतिमिरांधस्य ज्ञानांजनशलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। श्रीचैतन्यमनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपः कदा मह्यं ददाति स्वपदान्तिकम्। वन्देहं श्रीगुरुः श्रीयुत्पदकमलं श्रीगुरुन् वैष्णवांश्च श्रीरूपं साग्रजातं सह गणरघुनाथान्वितं तं सजीवम् साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजनसहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधाकृष्णपादान् सह गणललिता श्रीविशाखान्वितांश। हे कृष्णकरुणासिन्धो दीनबन्धो जगत्पते गोपेश गोपिका कांत राधा कांत नमस्तुते। तप्त कांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरि प्रिय। नमो महावदन्याय कृष्ण प्रेम प्रदायत कृष्णाय कृष्ण चैतन्य नामने गौरत्विसे नमः। जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौरभक्तवृंद। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। तो टुडे विल बी रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम कांटो 10 चैप्टर 7 इंटाइटल द किलिंग ऑफ द डीमन तृणावर्त। And text today we will read 33 up to 36. However, on the board 35 verse is written, so please repeat after me. Pita prayasa janani श्रुतस्य सुचिरस्मितं मुखं लालयति राजन् जिम्भ्रतो ददृशेदम्। प्रीतप्रायस्य ऑफ द चाइल्ड कृष्णा who was being offered breast milk and was almost satisfied. Janani, Mother Yashoda, Sutarsya of her son, Ruchi Rasmitam, seeing the child fully satisfied and smiling, Mukham, the face, Lalayati, petting and softly rubbing with her hand. Rajan, O King, Jimbrataha, while the child was yearning, Dadrishe, Sisa, Idam, the following. Translation. First I will read translation of verse 33. Dishtva adbhutani bahutho nand gopo brihad bane vasudev vacho bhuyo manaya mas vismita. Having seen all these incidents in Brihadban, Nand Maharaj became more and more astonished, and he remembered the words spoken to him by Vasudev in Mathura. Verse 24. Ekadar bhakmadaya swankam marupya bhamini prasnutam payamasastanam sneha paripluta. One day Mother Yashoda, having taken Krishna up and placed him on her lap, was feeding him milk from her breast with maternal affection. The milk was flowing from her breast and the child was drinking it. Translation for 35 and 36 together. O King Parikshit, when the child Krishna was almost satisfied drinking his mother's milk, and Mother Yashoda was touching him and looking at his beautiful, brilliant, smiling face, the baby and Mother Yashoda saw in his mouth the whole sky, the higher planetary system and the earth, the luminaries in all directions, the sun, the moon, fire, air, the seas, island, mountains, rivers, forests, and all kinds of living entities, moving and non-moving. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. By the arrangement of Yoga Maya, Krishna's pastime with Mother Yashoda were all regarded as ordinary. So here was an opportunity for Krishna to show his mother that the whole universe is situated within him. In his small form, Krishna was kind enough to show his mother the Virat Roop, the universal form, so that she could enjoy seeing what kind of child she had on her lap. The rivers have been mentioned here as the daughters of the mountains. Nagams Tadduhitri. It is the flowing of the river that makes a big forest possible. They are living entities everywhere, some of them moving and some of them not moving. No place is vacant. That is the special feature of God's creation. Here, Pita Prayasas Janani Sutam Rushyasmitam Mukham Lalayati Rajan Jimbrato Dadrishe Idam. In this chapter, description of killing of demon Trinavart is described. And Sukadeva Goswami has already concluded this pastime, killing of Trinavart. And now Sukadeva Goswami is going to describe another pastime which took place in Mahavan, Gokul. Trinavart came in Gokul and he kidnapped Krishna and took in his sky. That time, by our calculation, age calculation, Krishna was approximate 1 year old. This first time takes place when Krishna was 1 year old. So, when Sukadeva Goswami is concluding the killing of demon Trinavart, he has given a certain comment on what was the effect on the Brajavasi headed by Nanda Maharaj when Trinavart was killed. So, kim nastapa. Here in Purport Srila Prabhupada talks that by the arrangement of Yog Maya, it was chamatkar or miracle of Yog Maya that Krishna's pastime with Mother Yashoda were all regarded as ordinary. So when such a big, powerful, strong demon was delivered, killed, all the Brajavasi, they were giving credit to themselves and especially Nanda Maharaj. They were talking that we must have performed kimnas tapas, we must have performed austerity, severe austerity, long austerity, and we must have worshipped, especially Mother Yashoda and Nanda Baba must have worshipped very seriously, nicely, Adhokshajam, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And they must have performed Isht and Purta Karma. Isht Karma and Purta Karma. And whether they have also maintained the friendly attitude for all living entities, Bhut Sauhridam. That is the reason why, due to their austerity, due to their worshipping the Supreme Personality of Godhead Krishna, since they have performed Purta Karma and Ishta Karma, pious activity, that is the reason why Mother Yashoda and Nanda Baba's son worship, they were not giving credit that Krishna, Supreme Personality of Godhead, he was so powerful and he delivered, he killed the demon Trinavart. Rather, their attitude, since we have performed pious activity, and due to that pious activity performed by us, the child is nicely saved. It is described in Vedic literature when the parents do some nice work, pious activity, punya, then by the punya of parent, the child is nourished and is saved. This is. So the child Krishna, almost he has entered in the mouth of death during Putana time, Sakat Bhanjan and this Trinavart, almost Krishna has entered in the mouth of the death, but again he returned from that situation. This is due to Nanda Baba and Mother Yashoda's pious activity performed in this life or in previous life. They must have. And then दिष्ट्या संबंधन पढ़ेन दैट इज रीजन व्हाई दिस स्मॉल चाइल्ड कृष्ण ही इज प्रेजेंट इन फ्रंट ऑफ अस ही इज सेफ नाइसली राइट इन द लाइफ ऑफ मदर यशोदा वेरी सेफ दो ही वॉज इन ग्रिप ऑफ टाइट ग्रिप ऑफ तृणावर्त हाउ ही केम आउट फ्रॉम द टाइट स्ट्रॉन्ग ग्रिप ऑफ तृणावर्त एंड नाउ ही इज गिविंग प्लेजर टू अस ऑल ब्रजवासी ऑल द रेसिडेंट्स ऑफ वृंदावन सो ही इज सेव्ड बिकॉज our pious activity. It is described in the Vedic literature. There is nothing beyond in this material world, nothing beyond the reach of a person, who have others' interest at heart. If someone is inclined to do good to other people, then nothing is beyond the reach of that person in this material world. Everything available. Vedic literature also described that we earn happiness by making other happy. If someone is interested to become happy, how we can earn happiness, jubilant situation, pleasure, when we make other people happy. This is the way to earn the happiness. So Mother Yashoda is happy. Her child is safe and smiling face, very happy. This is because Mother Yashoda must have make other people happy. Bhut Sauhridam. Sauhridam, Sauhard. She must have maintained friendly attitudes to our other living entities. She must have given pleasure, sukh to other living entities. That is the reason why that same happiness, pleasure coming in the direction of Mother Yashoda. And they were thinking that Trinavart was killed because due to his own sinful activities. Sri Sri Krishna Balaram ki, Sri Sri Radha Shyam Sundar Lalita Vishakha ji ki, Sri Sri Gaur Nitai ki, Sri Srila Prabhupada ki. So Trinavart was killed. They are thinking, their attitude, their mentality, that due to his own sinful activity, no one is responsible for death of Trinavart. His own personal committed sinful activities, reaction of sin is the cause of his death. And Krishna was saved because of Krishna was so small, tiny child. He has not done so far anything pious activity. The mother, parents must have performed Isht Karma and Purt Karma. And now, Sukadeva Goswami described this pastime. Krishna did show his universal form to Mother Yashoda. So Krishna manifested his universal form, Virat Roop, he showed to Mother Yashoda. This incident is described. Ekada arbhakam adaya. One day, means when Krishna was 1 year old, one day Krishna was lying on the soft bed in the house of Nanda Maharaj in Nanda Mahal. Arbhakam adaya. Mother Yashoda came near the bed and she lifted Krishna. After lifting Krishna, she put अंकम स्व अंकम आरोप्य फर्स्ट ही पिकअप कृष्ण फ्रॉम द बेड लिफ्टेड कृष्ण फ्रॉम द बेड एंड सी प्लेस्ड स्व अंकम इन हर ओन लाइफ इन नंद भवन कृष्ण फर्स्ट मदर यशोदा केम नियर द बेड सी लिफ्टेड कृष्ण एंड सी प्लेस्ड कृष्ण पुट कृष्ण इन हर लाइफ देन पाया मास शी स्टार्टेड टू फीड ब्रिस्ट मिल्क दिस वॉज प्रश्नुतम स्तनम प्रश्नुतम द मिल्क वॉज ओजिंग मिल्क वॉज फ्लोइंग ऑटोमेटिकली फ्रॉम द ब्रिस्ट ऑफ मदर यशोदा मिल्क वॉज ओजिंग कमिंग आउट ओजिंग आउट प्रश्नुतम प्रश्नुतम मीन ऑटोमेटिकली मिल्क वॉज फ्लोइंग फ्रॉम हर ब्रिस्ट फ्रॉम द ब्रिस्ट ऑफ मदर यशोदा स्नेह परिप्लुता एंड मदर यशोदा वॉज ओवरवेल्म विद मदरली अफेक्शन वात्सल्य भाव वात्सल्य इन दिस सिचुएशन ऑटोमेटिकली मिल्क वॉज कमिंग आउट लीकिंग आउट ओजिंग आउट फ्लोइंग ऑटोमेटिकली फ्रॉम हर ब्रिस्ट एंड देन दिस पीत प्रायश कृष्ण वॉज ऑलमोस्ट सेटिस्फाइड ही वॉज बिकम सेटिस्फाइड पीत प्रायश्य वॉज ऑलमोस्ट सेटिस्फाइड लालयंती एंड मदर यशोदा वॉज पेटिंग and rubbing and time to time she was the kissing the face of Krishna this way she was lalayanti means she was petting softly on her body his body Krishna's body sometimes she was gently very softly rubbing the body of Krishna and sometimes she was kissing the face of Krishna at that time Jimbhrata while he was yearning jambhai krishna was almost satisfied with the breast milk and he was feeling a sleeping condition he felt the emotion of sleeping and then yearning yearning means word when we intake of breath involuntarily without our effort and our mouth is wide open and in that condition when a child or any person breathe in the vast quantity of breathing of air was breathing in voluntarily has not his control That is called yearning. So Krishna was yearning. Jimbhrata, while he was yearning, Dadrishe, Mother Sisa, Mother Yashoda, Sisa, Idam, this in his mouth, in Krishna's mouth. We should must remember this first time that Krishna was right in the life of Mother Yashoda. And then what Mother Yashoda saw, come, Mother Yashoda saw, next verse describe, she come, whole outer space, a sky was visible, Mother Yashoda was able to see within the tiny small mouth of Krishna, come means akash, outer space. All outer space with is the vastness totality it was seen in the mouth of Krishna by Mother Yashoda and also Mother Yashoda Rodashi Kham Rodashi Rodashi means heavenly planet upper planetary system as well as earthly planet, and not only earthly planet but also in the lower planetary system. So within the mouth, Mother Yashoda wrote, she, heavenly planet, all heaven, upper planetary system, earthly planet, middle planetary system, as well as lower planetary system. Jyotish, Jyotish Anikam, and all luminaries. Asham, all direction. Direction means north, east, south, west. All 10 direction headed by 4 more important direction: east, south, west, north. Beside this, there are 10 direction. The all directions were visible. Mother Yashoda saw in the mouth of Krishna, and also Mother Surya. Mother Yashoda saw in the mouth of Krishna Surya, the sun. Indu means moon. Taraka, all the stars, shining stars, which is visible, or anything visible, shining object in the sky. And Ambudhin, Ambudhi means sea, sagar, oceans, all the ocean. You know, Ambudhi means Sapta Samudra, like Indian Ocean, Ocean, Atlantic, Pacific, these are the oceans. So all the oceans, along with own vastness, totality, entirety, it was seen by Mother Yashoda in the mouth of Krishna. Dvipan, dvip, dvip means islands. You know, in on the this creation universe, the Jambu Dvip, Jambu Island, Plaksh Dvip. There are many dvip. Salmali Dvip, these are called dvip. So Mother Yashoda was able to see all islands within the mouth of Krishna. And then Nagans, Nag means mountain, all mountains, all important mountains. Mountain, you know, Sumeru Mountain, Himalaya Mountain, Vindhya Parvat. In south there is a very celebrated mountain, Shaiv. And Chitrakut Mountain, Gandhamadan Parvat, as well as very famous, familiar, known to us, Govardhan Parvat. All the mountains were seen. Mother Yashoda was able to see all important mountains in the mouth of Krishna. And doubters of mountain means river. All the rivers, Mother Yashoda was able to see within the mouth of Krishna. River, you know, कुछ जानते हैं ना, कुछ महत्वपूर्ण नदियों के नाम. Mother Yashoda was seeing all flowing river in the mouth of Krishna, like Ganga, Saraswati, Ganga, Jamuna, Saraswati, Mansi Ganga, Krishna, Kaveri, Narmada, Brahmaputra. These are the and also Mississippi. You know, Mississippi, very long river flow in America, United States. So Mother Yashoda was able to see all river, flowing rivers in the mouth of Krishna. And Banani, forest, all forest. You know, you must know that some important forest on the earthly planet or even heavenly planet, the most important forest is Vrindavan. Beside Vrindavan, there are other 11 forests in Braj area. So all 12 forests of Braj, they were visible in the mouth of Krishna. Mother Yashoda was able to see all the bone. Not only those. So we have heard that in heavenly planet there is also very nice, glorious bone called Nandan bone. It is Nandan bone personally. It is maintained by demigods. Nice. The demigods, they have used all their expertise to maintain that Nandan, very glorious forest in heavenly planet, Nandan bone. And the other bone are Chaitrath bone. So all forest existing in universe was seen in the mouth of Krishna. Mother Yashoda was able to see those. So here Srila Prabhupada in this purpose talk about that. By the arrangement of Yog Maya, Krishna's pastime with Mother Yashoda were all regarded as ordinary. For Mother Yashoda and all the pastime, it was not, they were never considered Krishna as the supreme personality of Godhead. One thing we know, that Krishna also did show, Krishna showed his universal form to Arjuna in the battlefield of Kurukshetra, the very celebrated incident. There, first of all, Krishna described, talked about his universal form, type of his advertise. And then Arjuna developed a desire to see the universal form of Krishna. And then Arjuna first developed desire to see the universal form of Krishna. First it was advertised. Krishna advertised, he talks about the universal form, how it is glorious, how it is opulent. Then Krishna developed desire to see Driksha. And then Krishna requested, Arjuna requested that, my dear Lord, I want to drashtum ikshami rupam aishwaram. I want to see your aishwar rup, most opulent universal form. And then Krishna says that, no, you can see with your own ordinary eye, you will be not able to see my universal form. That is why Dadami te takshu, I will give you divya chakshu, divine eyes. By the help of that eyes, you will be able to see me. And then Krishna manifested his universal form in the battlefield of Kurukshetra. When Arjuna saw that universal form, immediately he became very much afraid, scared. And he did not like, again he requested, no, I don't want to. He became very much, and his sakhya bhav, his friendly attitude toward Krishna, previously he was saying that Krishna is my friend, I am friend of Krishna, I am brother of Krishna. But that bhav, that mood, that was minimized. Arjuna could not maintain the intactness of that attitude. Again he requested, my dear Lord, please come in this form. Here we see about Mother Yashoda. When Mother Yashoda saw the universal form, so when Mother Yashoda was seeing the universal form, don't think that sometime in school we see the map of universe, different country of earth. Not like this. Mother Yashoda was able to see all with all vastness, greatness, wideness. Not that it was minimized in akar. Everything, all its vastness, its greatness, grandness, in totality. When Mother Yashoda, first of all, Mother Yashoda did not have any desire to see this universal form. She has no interest at all. She did not requested Krishna. She did not, first she had no any desire to see other form, other than this baby form of Krishna, universal form. No question of any desire, iksha. And she did not request at all, no question. She was not interested at all to see. And beside, when she saw that universal form, immediately she closed her eyes. She was very much indifferent. She did not want to see that. She closed her eyes. She was very much indifferent. She has no any tinge of interest to see that universal form. Then, why Krishna manifested his universal form in front of Mother Yashoda? Here, Srila Prabhupada mentioned that it was arrangement of Yogmaya. Since Mother Yashoda was very much in distressed condition, one after another, the baby was put in danger. Krishna was put. Putana came. She tried her level best to kill Krishna. But Krishna was safe. Shakatasur came. And recently, this Trinavarta came. So, the whole situation was surrounded by danger, some vipat. So, Mother Yashoda's concern was about the safety of Krishna. How I can save? How I can protect my child? So, she was in great anxiety. So, Yogmaya wanted to pacify Mother Yashoda. Mother Yashoda, the child you was holding, placing in your lap, he is not ordinary child. You want to see his opulent, majestic form. So it was arrangement of Yogmaya that Yogmaya arranged. Yogmaya arranged in such a way, Leela Shakti has said that Mother Yashoda should be pacified and should be very consoled that his child remains self. So it was arrangement of Yogmaya. But Mother Yashoda was not interested at all. Her mood never changed. His vatsalya. Mother Yashoda was thinking that I am mother and Krishna is my child. Motherly affection. Arjuna friendly sakhya bhav. He could not put intact, but Mother Yashoda Vatsalya, though she was able to see universal form of Krishna within the mouth of Krishna, her Vatsalya, motherly affection was not minimized at all. It was put intact. So this is the difference between the bhav of a Brajavasi. Ramya kachit upasana Brajabadhu vargeneya kalpita. So this is a special feature of the bhav, attitude, emotion of Brajavasi towards Krishna. Though even attempt of Yogmaya or attempt of Leela Shakti, Leela Shakti was failure. She could not change the mood, emotion, bhav of Mother Yashoda. Rather, when Mother Yashoda saw the universal form, Virat Roop in the mouth of Krishna, her motherly affection, Vatsalya, not that it was intact, of course it remained intact, but same time it increased, and immediately Mother Yashoda closed her eyes. She was thinking some ghost, my child is haunted by some ghost, some bhoot, some rakshasa is playing a trick. is trying to kill my child. The immediately mother Yashoda closed her eyes and she took shelter of Narayan. She has personal her family deity Shaligram Shila, Lakshmi Narayan. She took shelter in the lotus feet of Lakshmi Narayan and she requested, she prayed, "My dear Lord, please be merciful enough and save my child from the different type of danger." So this is description, this is almost concluding of this pastime, Mother Yashoda Shah, the universal form in the mouth of Krishna. Krishna, Mother Yashoda was holding Krishna in her lap. So size of Krishna did not increase. Even mouth was also, it did not increase. But this is opulence. This is Shakti, Achint, inconceivable potency of Krishna that he was able to manifest his universal form within the tiny, small mouth of his own, his Krishna. Since we are, Mother Yashoda was looking there, right on the face, on the mouth of Krishna, so you know, Krishna's lips are reddish in color, and teeth whitish, white, and his gum and tongue is completely red, and the teeth, it appears that pomegranate seed, dadim, it is put in the rose, seed of dadim seed, pomegranate, it was put in, very nice, and though the teeth are whitish in color, but since gum is red, so red, the red gum is reflecting on the teeth of Krishna, there they become like pomegranate seed. And whole universe, along with all vastness, its wideness, its grandness, its totality, in entirety, everything was visible in the tiny, small mouth of Krishna. So though it was more opulent, majestic form, then Arjuna also, he was able to see the majestic form, or universal form, that this Mother Yashoda Shah, that was much more greater, much more bigger than Arjuna. Still, Mother Yashoda, motherly affection, or vatsalya, was kept intact. See, her mood is that I am mother, and this helpless, innocent boy, child is my son. Okay, sir, I should stop. If you have any question or any comment, you are welcome. कोई प्रश्न नहीं है ना लीजिए सर माइक से तो प्रश्न What?
Arjuna requests Krishna to show the innocent form. Here, voluntarily Krishna showed his universal in his mouth. He wanted to test Mother Yashoda's Vasudeva.
No, I already. Mother Yashoda was not interested to see any other farm other than baby farm of Krishna. She never ever requested. Still, how come that Yog Maya or Krishna personally did show this farm? So that we have discussed this point. Because one after another, some difficulty, some danger, some vipada were coming in direction of Krishna. Putana came, Shakta, Shakat demon came, now Trinavart came. So Mother Yashoda was very much concerned. She was thinking, how can I save my child, protect my child? Everywhere danger. So Yog Maya, or say Lila Shakti, wanted to pacify Mother Yashoda, console Mother Yashoda, like Mother Yashoda, don't worry. The child you are holding, placing in your lap, he is not ordinary child. He is a supreme personality of Godhead. So, Yog Maya wanted to talk about majestic form, opulence of Krishna. So Mother Yashoda, he is supreme personality of Godhead. Why I should worry? He will become satisfied, pacified. So for that reason, Yog Maya or Lila Shakti manifested that form. She wanted to convince that Mother Yashoda, your son is not an ordinary child. He is not an ordinary child, he is a supreme personality of Godhead. He is such an opulent, majestic form. He is a supreme personality of Godhead. But in this regard, Yog Maya or Lila Shakti was failure in her attempt. She could not change the mood of Mother Yashoda. Mother Yashoda never ever think the child that he is supreme personality of Godhead, his permanent mood was intact that he is my child, helpless child. Unless and until I protect him, I feed him, he will not be safe. So Yog Maya or Lila Shakti or Krishna, they were failure in their attempt to pacify Mother Yashoda, convince Mother Yashoda that your son is supreme personality. They want to change the mood, his supreme personality of God. Like when Arjuna saw the universal form, his mood friend was sakya bhav minimized. No, it was my mistake that I was thinking that you are my friend. You are such a supreme personality of Godhead. And I started offering prayers, touching the feet of universal form Krishna. But here Mother Yashoda, no. Her mood did not budge even an inch, fraction of inch from his original situation. Okay, here I suggest, okay. So, Grantra Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Srila Prabhupada ki.